everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know, a show that is designed to empower you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. Thank you for joining me today. And as always, these conversations are so enlightening, and I know that this show will be of especially interesting and enlightening for all of you, because we're going to be talking about how to virus-proof your body from colds, flus, and unseen epidemics, because we all are aware that there is a big concern going on out there in the world with this new coronavirus, and people are getting really nervous about it here in this country. Of course, we know what's going on in China. So whether you're dealing with this new version of the virus or whether you just want to stay healthy and be able to support your body in preventing colds and flus and, you know, whatever other viral mutations may be out there, or just to be able to support your body in healing if you have caught or something has gotten into your system, we're going to talk about how to do that. So it's a really important conversation, and there's nothing like having the resources and the knowledge to protect you so you have the steps to take to be safe for you and your family. So before we go there, I really want to encourage you, if you haven't already gone over to my Facebook page, What Women Must Know, please friend me or like me, I guess, like me over there. Or you can also go to my website, which is Dr. Cheryl Selman. That's drcherylselman.com. And I particularly encourage you to do that today because there is a fantastic book that will be freely available to you called Silver, Nature's Natural Healer. It's a wonderful book with great information and the resources and strategies how to use silver. But the link is available from the archive show, which you will be able to access by either going to What Women Must Know or opting in to my website, drcherylselman.com, because then I will just send it right to your inbox. So you'll be able to get the archive show with all the links. And I'm sure you'll want to get that book because it's such a wealth of information and knowledge and resources that we really need, and we can so appreciate the topic we're going to be talking about today. So to give you the whole story about the very special form of silver we're talking about is my guest today, Dr. Keith Moeller. And a little bit about Keith. He is a certified natural health practitioner and holds a doctorate in naturopathy. He has co-authored many papers on silver, several of which have been peer-reviewed and published. And Dr. Moeller has spent the past 15 years as CEO and a managing director for American Biotech Labs, heading up sales and marketing. During this time, he has been working directly with some of the top scientists in the world, as well as numerous independent labs and universities, on developing ways to use silver for the betterment of humanity. American Biotech Labs holds many patents in relationship to their Silver Soul technology and has more patents pending. It also has what is likely the largest private library on silver information that exists today. So this is my silver guru, and I'm so happy to have Dr. Keith Moeller on the show today. So hello and welcome, Keith.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you. You know that I love hanging out with you at any time, Cheryl. It's obviously a lot of fun. We hang out at, like, the big expos and medical shows and stuff. So it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Well,
and
it's great.
And also with your crew. Your radio or online people. I love answering questions, and as always, if we discuss anything and you want to see the work from which we're discussing it, all you have to do is send me an email and Cheryl can give you that information, and I'll be happy to send you the hard data, the actual test studies that we're talking about on air, or any other data, any questions you have. All right?
You know, Keith, you're always so generous with the time you spend. We do get to connect at trade shows at least once a year, and you know, that you have enlightened me to such a degree on understanding the role of silver. And we're talking about a very special form of silver, not colloidal silver, a silver cell technology that is far superior. And, you know, not only am I so grateful to you for introducing me to this wonderful technology and these products you've developed, and you just keep creating more and more variations on a theme of how we can use silver, but I'm particularly grateful because there is a solution now through the use of the silver products that you've developed, the silver technology, which, as I said in the intro, there are so many patents you have. You have government endorsing what you're doing. There's so much validation for your products and the research you put into this. And everyone needs to know about it, especially during these times when, you know, the whole world is concerned about this pandemic and this virus. And, you know, what do we do? So we're going to talk about that. But before we get there, I'd like you to share a little bit about your journey and how you entered this world of silver and the dedication you have to developing and patenting and proving the truth and effectiveness of the silver products that you've brought to market. So let's start there, and we'll move on.
Well, I had a great childhood. My family actually owned a bunch of silver and gold and copper mines. And while I was growing up, I spent a lot of time playing in those old tunnels from the miners of the 1800s. And it always reminded me of, you know, like going to Disneyland and going in the Pirates of the Caribbean because it has that musty smell. And if I go to Disney World or Disneyland, I get that same sense every time I go in there that I had as a kid going into those old silver and gold mines. And as I grew, we built up those properties into a large property holding. So we have like 13 square miles of property. And some of the oldest mines in the entire United States are on what's now our property. And so as we went along, we developed the company, we put it into production, and we're producing gold and silver. And the price of silver at one point dropped so low, it was $2.33. I remember intently. But it got so low that we couldn't sell it at a profit. So we started looking at what we could do with the silver that would help people and help us, so we could do more good, and at the same time, we could make more money, we could make a living. And we had developed this new system where we said we want to do well by doing good. And so that's really where we started. So we started looking at silver products, and we found that the FDA had lots and lots of silver products. There were a lot of them approved for different types of wound care. There were ones to eliminate infections on stents and other things that were in the body. And we looked at it and said, well, this is a good thing. We could help a lot of people, and we could make more money. So we started looking at what we could do with our silver that would be more efficacious. And so we looked and found that most of the silvers that existed were an ionic form of silver. And what that means is that it's like a single shot gun. It's each silver ion is missing one electron, and it wants it back. So it will steal that one electron from the cell wall of a bacteria or a fungus or a virus or a yeast. But once it steals that one electron, it's all done. It's happy. And so because of that, it's a single shot. It's not very effective, and they tend to be not very stable. And so as we did all this study work on it, we found that because they weren't stable, there's a lot of things those products couldn't do. So you needed a lot of silver to make most of those work. And so what we started to do was we did a lot of research on how to make ionic forms of silver more stable. so that they could be used for more things. And we invented a process, but what we found is that instead of making an ionic form of silver stable, we actually created a new form of silver that hadn't heretofore existed. We actually, by gift or by luck, and we're going to go by gift because we believe that it was a gift to us. When you see what we actually created, you'll understand more why we believe that. But this molecule that we created was intensely stable. We now have studies on it where we could leave a bottle of our liquid in a PET glass container sitting on the floor in our office for 16 years and still have it be just as effective as it was when we made it. It would kill bacteria, yeast, and fungus. And we thought, wow, this is really pretty amazing. So we started doing test work, and a group came to us out of India and said, hey, you guys have created this amazing product. We've been testing it, and we believe it's the best silver we've ever seen. We want to partner up with you, and we have made it into a gel, and you're going to want to see the gel. So we talked to them for a long time, and we said, well, we've tested against a whole bunch of bacteria, and we found that we could kill all these heinous bacteria with it, stuff like MRSA, the methicillin-resistant staph, and VRE, which they call it VRE because the real name is vancomycin-resistant Enterococcus faecalis, which is a mouthful. So they just say VRE. But we found we could kill some of the nastiest pathogens that killed or maimed or infected humans. And so I told these partners, look, we've done a bunch of testing. We found that we could kill all the bacteria we've tested against. And he said, well, the doctor from India said, well, that's not quite true. And I said, really? What's not true about it? And he said, well, we have done the same studies and found that you could kill all those bad forms of bacteria, the pathogenic forms. But he said, we have found that it would not kill the probiotics at the level which you're using it. And we said, you're kidding. Because the ability to kill the bad stuff without killing the good stuff is phenomenal. And we didn't believe it at first. And this doctor said, no, I'll prove it to you. We said, okay. So we went to the store here, and he bought some baby formula. And he brought the baby formula into the office, and he mixed it with the silver so that it made it into the formula. Then he added some probiotic bacteria to it, and like a day later, we're looking at yogurt. And I said, you made yogurt? He said, yeah. He said, the pathogenic bacteria are all killed out of it. So he said, this yogurt is even smoother than any yogurt you've ever seen. But he said, you killed all the bad stuff, but you don't kill the good stuff. And we said, that's amazing. That's a huge gift. The ability to eliminate an infection and not hurt the probiotics in the system is beyond belief. And we have tested, and other people have tested, regular ionic forms of silver. The stuff that most people call colloidal silver is mostly ionic silver mixed with water. And so what we found was that those types of silver would kill probiotics. The normal colloidal silvers would kill probiotics at like 2.5 ppm. So if you're drinking at 10 ppm or 20 ppm, you're killing all the good stuff off. But with ours, we could go up to 20 or 30. We even have tests at 40 ppm, where we eliminate all of the nasty pathogens, but we don't hurt the probiotics. And so it was really phenomenal. So we started developing this technology into a liquid, and we first got it approved as a disinfectant, and the EPA approved it as a disinfectant. And then we sold it as a supplement and a disinfectant. And then we hated working with the EPA so much because they were just horrible to work with. We'll just leave it at that. So we took that disinfectant, surface disinfectant, and we had got that approved, just the silver only, nothing else with it. But we had it approved to disinfect hospitals, elderly care centers, homes, businesses. We could do any hard surface, and we could kill yeast and mold and fungus. The yeast would be like Stachybotrys, a black mold that's in your house that can grow in there. We could spray it on, leave it for 10 minutes, wipe it off, and we killed it off. It was amazing. We were able to eliminate the spores. But we hated working with the EPA, and we said, look, we can do better stuff than surface disinfection with this. We can actually take it into wound care. So we took that, working with our partners in India. We tested 150 different forms of gel, and we found one that was phenomenal. So what we did was we created a non-toxic but incredibly effective gel. And we got the gel FDA approved to be able to heal things like diabetic ulcers, septic ulcers, skin tears, venous stasis ulcers, surgical wounds, grafted sites, device insertion sites, and literally any type of wound you could have on your body, burns, cuts, itches, rashes, we could heal those using the silver. And we were able to get full antibacterial or antimicrobial claims on those products. And so we knew that we could go into hospitals and help people, elderly care centers. But more importantly, it made it so people could have something in their house at any time that they could drink if they needed to, if something were like a pandemic was going on, something horrible like the flu, and they could drink it, help boost their immune system to be able to fight against those. But also, if you got a cut or a scrape or a bug bite, this stuff will take the itch out of a skin infection or a sunburn or a bug bite. It'll take the itch out in like 15 minutes or less. You can put it on and go about your business. The FDA has approved it so that we can say that if you put this gel on your skin, on a wound, that it will actually last up to 3 days, give you this invisible barrier of protection that you can't see, that makes your skin intensely soft. So women love it because it makes their skin feel like velvet. And you have this invisible barrier in the outside layers of your skin. So if you touch something, you can't get an infection in that cut or burn. Because when you pick your hand up or when you brush against something where the wound is, as soon as you brush against it, any bacteria that comes off, whatever it is, whether you're in the gym or on a railway station or, you know, touching a doorknob, as soon as you let go, it will kill that bacteria. So you can't get an infection in that wound. And so then we said, look, I wonder what we can do that nobody else in the world has ever done. And I think you might have a question about now, but because I've been going on and on, so.
All right. Okay. I'll let you take a breather. Okay. So, gosh, that's such great information that I really want people to understand. So first of all, this is a whole new form of a silver delivery system. I mean, silver, we have to say, has been known for its antibacterial properties, antimicrobial properties, way back in history. I mean, we're talking the Romans, we're talking the Greeks. It goes back thousands of years that silver has been known to have these properties to support healing and recovery. And, you know, it was used during wars and during World War One and the Civil War for wound healing. So it's a long history of silver for its healing properties. And what you have brought forth is a new delivery system, a new way to make silver available without having it accumulate in the body or weaken its potency. which just leads me to the next point, which often people bring up when they talk about silver products. There's always a concern about this, you know, becoming the blue man. Do you want to address that concern when it comes to the silver biotics products that you have formulated and why
Absolutely.
That's not a problem?
So the blue man syndrome, Papa Smurf syndrome, is actually called argyria. And argyria happens if you drink so much silver, and we're talking about a lot of silver, over years and years and years, and your body can't wash it out fast enough. And if that happens, and you're drinking one of these ionic forms of silver, it can't happen with the nanoparticle. It can only happen with ionic forms. But if you're drinking this ionic form of silver and you drink so much of it over years, what happens is your body can't wash it out fast enough. So in order to get rid of it, it walls it off in your cells. And when those cells see the light of day and the sun shines on them, it actually rusts or it oxidizes. And so it's like your grandma's old silver coffee pot or teapot. It oxidizes and it turns that skin that color. It's actually not a disease. It's not a problem. It has no negative effect, except you've seen people that were like gray or blue. The good news with our silver is that it is not an ionic form of silver. It's a nano form of silver. And as a nano, our silver, we've proven in human ingestion studies that if you drink our silver, it will wash out completely out of your body in 24 hours. Now, that safety study cost us $350,000. And we had 57 people. They drank it every day for weeks. And then they measured how fast that it washed out of their system. And they found that if you drink our silver product, it will hit its height in your bloodstream within 2 hours and wash completely out of your body in 24 with no measurable residual, meaning that it can't build up. Because ours goes in, does its job, and then washes out, it's not metabolized, it can't build up. So you can't get argyria. And I actually have a report from the number one material science lab in the world that explains that. It actually states that. But more than that report, we actually have a human published peer-reviewed medical study which shows if you drink our product at any level, it washes out in 24 hours. So you can't get argyria. You can't do the blue man. It can't build up. And that's a cool thing. We also, at the same time, did a study where we showed that if you're taking another drug like a heart medicine or, you know, a kidney medicine or something for high blood pressure, we showed that our silver would not negatively affect those other products. Because it's not metabolized, it did not have a negative effect on other drugs people had to take. At the same time, we did a third study that was as an adjunct to antibiotics. Now, you know, most people don't need to use antibiotics if they have the silver, but in case you had somebody in the hospital that was on an antibiotic, we actually did a study that was published, and that study showed that if you use our silver with an antibiotic, we could actually help make the antibiotic as much as 10 times more effective. So if you had somebody who was sick and they were using an antibiotic and it wasn't working, we could actually most likely help that work and help it work to a much, much greater extent. So usually you don't need them, but if you actually do, you know that the silver will work hand in hand with those antibiotics to help you eliminate the pathogens. And so if somebody wanted to argue that silver could, okay, make you the blue man, and they wanted to argue safety, and they wanted to really talk about how much can I drink every day and be completely safe, right? The U.S. EPA put out what's called their RED document. It's a registration eligibility document for silver. And in it, it states that the amount of silver that any normal size adult could drink every day of their entire life is 0.005 milligrams per kilogram. Now, if I take that data and translate it into English so you can all understand it, what it means is that a normal size adult could drink an ounce of our 10 ppm silverbiotic silver every day for their entire life and have that be deemed completely safe. And so that's the amount that the U.S. government, who are these guys are like the gurus of toxicity. They're the nastiest of the nasty to work with. But they have determined, which I'm sure is an understatement of, you know, a very conservative look at how much you could safely drink every day for your entire life of any silver product, not just ours, because we've proven ours safe at much higher levels. But of any silver product, you could drink an ounce a day of a 10 ppm.
Gotcha. Oh, so it's not just yours. So let me just reiterate a few key points that I heard you say. So we're making the distinction because there's colloidal silver, which is found, you know, on most health store shelves. Then there's the nano silver, which is not generally found on the shelves of most health food stores. Let me see if I heard this correctly, that the colloidal silver at 2.5 parts per million ppm that you talked about can actually kill probiotics. It can actually kill our own microbiota. Is that what you're saying?
The good bacteria in your system. Yep, regular colloidal silver, or ionic colloidal silver, will start killing all of those probiotics at 2.5 ppm.
Which is a very diluted amount.
Yeah. And the silver biotics line, we've proven that even up to 40 ppm, which is higher than we sell any product at, doesn't kill the probiotics at that level.
So that's such an important point. I mean, it's not harmful. It cannot harm. I mean, it has an antibiotic effect without the destroying the healthy, good microbiome that we have, which is what occurs with any antibiotic because it's indiscriminate. But in the nano-silver product, it's very discriminating. It only goes after the bad guys, so to speak, and it leaves the healthy, beneficial flora alone in your intestinal tract or anywhere it may be found.
That's correct. You can drink it. Yeah. Your kid can drink it. We have no negative action at all. And you have to know that we have been in business for like 20 years. We've sold more than 22 million units of product worldwide. And in that time period, we have never had one negative effect reported of any consequence.
Yeah.
So, in fact, the only negative effect we ever had reported, which was pretty funny, was some guy called the FDA and said that he had rubbed some silver on his neck with a Q-tip, which isn't very much liquid, obviously, and said it made the skin on his neck looser. And I started to laugh, and I thought, well, he probably actually spilled it in his eye, cleared up his vision, looked in the mirror and said, holy crap, I'm getting old.
So I want to say a few things because I'm so grateful to you and this product for, first of all, for helping my mother survive the threat of an amputation, a leg amputation. So she had this very severe open wound. It was an ulcer the whole length of her calf on her leg, and it was an open wound that had been treated with antibiotics and round of antibiotics, and of course it just, you know, kept getting infected, and then all the consequences for her in her 90s or late 80s taking all these antibiotics. So I was so horrified, and I finally intervened, and I got the permission of her doctors to do a protocol that did a wound, well, she took it internally every day, but also a wound dressing of the gel on that huge open wound. I mean, it was at least 18 inches long on the whole back of her calf. And I mean, she was threatened with amputation several times. The doctor said there's no way until I got involved and used the product. So the combination of giving her the silver internally, of using it as a wound dressing, so we change her wound every day with the silver, and one other intervention I did use was ozone therapy, and I made a tent and put that ozone gas and sterilized her leg and killed the infection. So it was the silver, then we would use as a dressing after that. Her wound actually never got infected after we did that and was healing up until the end of her life, which was last year when she passed. That wound was almost totally closed and never, never got infected again once we did that intervention. So that's just so incredible. Her wound care doctor could not believe it. You know, they looked at her with total amazement that this wound was clean and was healing. And, you know, to do that when you're in your 90s is a really difficult task. So one of the many reasons why I'm grateful to you and what you're doing, Keith.
And we are so glad to be part of your life and part of your family. It's a big deal for us. We kind of adopted you long ago and your family. But we had another case, and there's pictures of it. It's pretty heinous to look at. But there was a guy who, they're about to cut his toe off. He's a diabetic. He was missing the whole side of his toe. All the skin was gone. It was pretty amazing to look at. It grosses people out, but it amazes me. And so they had surgically debrided it twice, meaning they go in, they clean off all the dead skin, and they cut around it. And it's supposed to spur on new growth. It's supposed to help it, you know, do it. But diabetics don't usually heal because they don't have nutrients. The blood flow isn't there to take nutrients to the wound site to heal it. And so this guy, they were going to amputate his toe. And one of the top podiatrists, doctors who specialize in feet, said, look, I'm going to use the American Biotech Lab stuff, and I'll heal it. And so he started putting it in the wound, and I know you've seen the pictures, but literally within a few days, you see islands of new tissue forming in the middle, moving out, as well as from the sides in. And the crazy part is that we had actually closed it across the middle by day 18, and by day 25, it was completely healed. We regrew all the tissue in that wound, and that was on a diabetic in less than a month. And so instead of hacking the guy's toe off, he was alive and well and in perfect condition. And so we looked at him and we said, you know, this, what we can do here is really phenomenal. We had an 88-year-old woman in Minnesota who burned her legs, and she had pulled some boiling onto her lap. This grandma had burned the whole inside, and it was horrible burns. They're like 7 inches wide and 13 inches long on each leg, right down the middle of, you know, from her pelvis down to her knees. And in 65 days, we regrew all that tissue. We helped regrow all that tissue. And it wasn't the shiny scar tissue, the striated scar tissue. It was nice pink tissue with no scars. And people looked at it and said, this is phenomenal. How do you grow new tissue without it being all scar tissue? And we said, well, it's because of this very special type of silver that we're able to create. And so we use it for a lot of stuff. But those wounds that you're talking about, those are a big deal. The ability to heal up your mouth with the toothpaste is phenomenal. We have a peer-reviewed published study showing we can kill all the bacteria in the mouth And we can wipe out the biofilm. So literally, at night, you brush your teeth with the gel, you spit it out, but you don't wash it out. And the crazy part is the next morning you wake up, you can lean over and give them a big kiss and say, "Baby, welcome to this world," because your mouth is still squeaky clean. The funny part was that your friend Frankie, he was a radio host, kept telling me that I was causing her a problem. I said, "What's your problem? Your mouth's clean." She said, "Yeah, but I keep forgetting to brush my teeth in the morning because it's still clean." And I said, "Well, if it's still clean, you probably don't need to." But I said, "When you do that, what you want to do is then use the toothpaste." So use the tooth gel at night, and then we made the toothpaste for the morning. And in the morning, the toothpaste actually has coral calcium. And the coral calcium is a harder substance than the plaque on your teeth, but it's softer than the enamel. And so it will actually help scrape the tartar off your teeth, but it won't hurt the enamel. It actually just polishes it. And the xylitol in there has been proven to help remineralize the teeth. And so what you have is you have a toothpaste that will make your teeth naturally much, much whiter, even within a couple of weeks, and yet it'll make them much cleaner. So you don't have the nasty ingredients. Most people who have a toothpaste, you look at it back and you go, "Holy crap, it says if I swallow this, I should call poison control. Warning, poisonous, do not swallow." And I thought, well, if you tasted it, you swallowed it. And so we went with the toothpaste in the morning to clean and whiten the teeth, the tooth gel at night to protect it. And that's a big deal. It's a system that we developed, and some guy just wrote us an email and said, his dentist said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it because your gums and teeth have never, ever looked as good as they do now." And we have all the antimicrobial data to go with that as well. And I think what you really want to talk about today is the immune support and the ability to use it to help keep from getting influenza. Is that right?
That's right. So we're going to go. Yes, I do want us to talk about that's a really important topic, but I just want to briefly say that what you have done is taken this NanoSilver product and then found all these creative and innovative ways to apply it, whether it's tooth gel or with skin serums or with its lozenges or, it's a gel form that can be used for wound healing. So there's just so many variations on a theme that you have put the silver into that makes it so effective for whatever purpose that it's being used for. But I really want us to get into this whole concern about this virus, this coronavirus, and I know people are starting to get, depending where you are in the world, totally freaked out. Or I think in the United States, the recent statistic I saw, something like 70% of people are really worried about it. So we need to talk about what to do. What are the strategies that will protect us from any kind of flu, any kind of virus, any kind of bacterial infection? But we'll, start with the viruses because that's what's up for people right now.
Well, and I think they have good reason. I don't know if you've seen the latest, but it was a lot more scary to me when I found out that the place in China, the Wuhan city where this virus came out, happens to be the military biological testing facility for the Chinese government. That's where they make bioweapons out of this stuff. And so my best guess, looking at it, since the place that it came out was 20 minutes from this huge bioweapons plant, is that we're looking at a pretty nasty virus that's going to spread quickly and could be very devastating. And my guess, and it's not proven yet, but and I don't know if it ever will be, but most of them are looking at it now and believe that it came out of their bioweapons facility. Whether it did or didn't, I don't think it really matters. But the fact is that there's a lot of evidence suggesting that this is a really nasty bug. It's spreading quickly. The danger of it is that you can have it for days, literally days, before you show any symptoms. So if you had it, you could actually give it to your wife, your kids, your husband. You could give it to everyone around you and not know that you were giving it to them. It's not like you would feel sick until 3 or 4 days later. And so the problem with this one is that you can be on a plane, or you can be in a subway, or you can be in a grocery store with people that have it who are spreading it everywhere and not know. And so what do you do? One of the most deadly influenzas that ever came out was the H5N1 bird flu. And that was a horrible influenza that had a huge death rate. We're talking about a death rate of like 70% of the people that got it died. And we did a test because we were trying to help save all the animals because they were killing all the animals. And we did a test with the USNIH. That's the National Institute of Health in the U.S. And so a test with the U.S. government. And what we showed is if you took the silver as a supplement, meaning you drank a little bit every day. And most people, if they're really worried about stuff, drink about an ounce or less, which just happens to be the amount that everybody, including the government, agrees is completely safe, which we have proven was safe with our product. But the government also, with the numbers that we talked about earlier on the EPA Red document, also proved that that ounce a day was safe. So that would mean that you could take up to 6 teaspoons a day of the 10 ppm silver biotics product. And in that study that we did with USNIH, what they found was that if you had it as a supplement to build up your immune system every day for 7 days before you got a mortal dose, meaning an amount that could kill you straight in your lungs, we could raise the survival rate by 100%. And so that's a huge deal to be able to build up your immune system so that if it comes, then you're not affected by it, or that you, if you get it, it's much less. I mean, this year, a lot of people taking a product have said, hey, I got the flu, but I only had it for, 12 hours and or 24 hours. This year, I had family that came from Minnesota to stay with me during the holidays. Before they stayed with us, my wife and I, they stayed at the other in-law's house where they had people who evidently, when they were there, got sick and were thrown up and had a horrible case of the flu. So my whole family, all my kids that were coming in from Minnesota, were all exposed to this nasty influenza bug. And a bunch of them got it before they got to my house, but most of them had it for like 12 hours or one day, and then they were done. They were all done. We stocked them up on the silver once they hit our house. And so they were traveling, so they didn't have any with them. And so we were able to get it to them, get it there. The problem with using the silver after you have the flu, when you know that you have the symptoms, is that most people can have the flu for up to 14 days, 2 weeks, before you show any symptoms, which means that it can build up in your system. It has a chance to grow and infect your body and get to much higher levels before you know you have it. And most viruses, you're able to give them to other people 2 or 3 days before you show any symptoms. And it's like the new one. It's true with the new one, this coronavirus. And so what a lot of people do is they use the silver prophylactically, meaning as a preventative, so that if a flu comes around, then they can be safe. And other people say, look, I got a flu shot, I don't need the silver. And the answer is, most flu shots cover you for about 5 different strains of flu. And any 1 year during a season of flu, which is what we're in right now, there are about 200 strains of influenza going around the U.S. So in a normal year where there's 200 strains, if they guess right and the flu shot covers the five strains that are the most prevalent based on their guessing, then you're good. But if they guess poorly, then your chances of getting it, even though you have the shot, are very high. And so even if you have the shot, it's much better to use the silver just as a daily supplement to help boost your immune system to help keep you from getting these types of problems. It's a lot easier to keep you from getting it than it is to treat it once you get it. But even if you use it after you get it, our average is about half the normal time. So if you have it and you use the silver after you have it, then you usually are over the influenza in about half the normal time by helping to boost and fortify your immune system to fight against the virus. And so people love having it around. And the cool part is this is something you can have in your house at any time. Now, when flu season is around, I always take the cream, which is phenomenal product. We just got it approved in Canada as like the first ever antibacterial, natural moisturizer. So women love it because it just heals their skin. And in Canada, we just got it approved to heal both eczema and acne. So if you don't have an oily complexion and you have acne, we can actually heal it with this cream. It's phenomenal. And it makes your skin literally feel like velvet and it's not greasy. But I use it, put it on my skin so that I have that barrier, that layer of protection on there. And so like today, my hands are really soft. It's not because I don't work outside and, you know, other places, but it's because I have a layer of that cream on there that gives me this barrier of protection. So if I'm out and about, I have a lot less chance of picking up any pathogens from anybody else. And so we've proven in the studies. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I just wanted to make sure we stay on this point a bit. So prophylactically, it's advised to take, what, a teaspoon a day? Is that a prophylactic
Most people use at least 3 teaspoons a day, somewhere between 3 and 6. And if they're in the middle of a flu thing where people around them are getting it, then they're at the 6. So that's 2 teaspoons 3 times a day, or usually what people do is they open the bottle, they take a mouthful in the morning, they take a mouthful at night, they don't worry about it. Nobody I know actually measures it. Not that you couldn't or shouldn't, but they don't take the time to do it.
That's what I do. I just wig it. But if for therapeutic, if you really want to, if you feel you're coming down with something and you really want to hit it hard, you can do like three or four swigs a day, which would be a couple of tablespoons equivalent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you feel it coming on, you want to double up on it. And you know you're safe because we tested it at levels up to 5,000 milligrams per kilogram. That's about like you drinking a whole bottle.
Yeah.
And we proved that amount was completely safe. So it's not like you're going to have a problem with it. If you feel something coming on, you know, you're okay to double or triple that dosage.
Okay. So then I want to – so that's one level of defense. Then we want to talk about the gel, because the gel has an ability, it has a lifespan, so to speak, that can be a barrier of protection that would – protect you from any infection on your hands. And we can talk about how, I want you to go into that a little bit more, how long it lasts if you use it as a hand sanitizer. I don't know if it's officially considered that, but you know, but that's what it is. And also how to use it, like to put it in your nostrils. I mean, people are wearing these masks now to protect them from that transmission, which is debatable how effective they are. But let's talk about how you can use the silver liquid and the silver gel for barriers of protection.
Yeah, and actually the cream and the gel are the two that really work incredible as a barrier of protection. But the gel, as you know, we did surgical hand scrub studies, and those were studies where they put it on the skin and they had them touch doorknobs and other things. Now, on your hands, it's more difficult than other parts of your body because your hands are sweating, you're scraping them, and you actually, you know, scrape off the nanoparticles. And so what we found with the hand scrub studies were that it would keep the skin fully barrier protection, free of bacteria and yeast and mold and stuff, for at least 4 hours. So if I'm out and about, or if I have to visit somebody in the hospital, some big truck hit one of my friends the other day. He hit some black ice and hit my buddy's truck and put my friend in the hospital. So I went in to visit him. I gelled up every time I went in just so that I made sure I had the barrier protection so that I wouldn't catch any bugs that were in the hospital. And obviously I didn't, because I'm here and I'm in good shape. But I use it on my hands for that. Now, on your hands, we know from the surgical hand scrub studies we did, it lasts at least 4 hours. If it's on another part of your body, like you have a cut or a burn, and you wrap it or you cover it, then we know it'll last up to 3 full days. So you have this invisible barrier protection that can last up to 3 full days. And you can do that with either the cream or the gel. The gel is fully FDA approved to be able to use that with direct claims, like up to 3 days. Has no toxicity. So if your kid ate the whole thing of cream, not cream, sorry, the gel, if your kid ate the whole thing of gel, it wouldn't affect him at all. And it would have no negative effect on his system, even if he ate the whole tube, or your dog ate it. Wouldn't matter. And so we have that same gel in a pet line where you can use it on your dog so they don't transfer bacteria or other stuff. But that we'll have that discussion on another day. So
okay.
What we do is we use it a lot, you know, on all the external skin just to give us this barrier of protection so we can go about our lives and really not have to worry about it, knowing it won't hurt the good bacteria on our skin that we have for protection, but it will kill pathogenic bacteria if we come in contact with them.
And that's what's so important. So it can be, you can use it for your barrier protection on your hands up to 4 hours instead of those alcohol-based hand sanitizers, which don't last more than a couple of minutes. And you can also dab it.
Yeah,
you can take that gel and dab it around your nostrils, right? So anything that, because you breathe in these viruses, it gets transmitted that way. So if you put it around just a little, it's colorless and has no smell, but if you put a little of that even around your nostrils, if you're out in traffic or out with people or, you know, traveling, it's another way to just be more protected.
Yeah, there's no place you can put that gel that would be problematic. I think, you know, we got the same gel approved in Canada as a personal lubricant because we could eliminate yeast infections in like 15 minutes, intravaginal
right.
yeast infections,
right.
And that's a different story for another day. But
I use it in my mother's eyes, the liquid, when she had irritation after some cataract surgery done. And I, you know, I talked to you, and you said it's totally safe to put it as an eye drop, which worked really well.
Yeah, it's not an eye or skin irritant, and it's not a skin sensitizer, and there's no negative effect putting it on the skin or in a wound. We actually have the approvals to use the liquid even as a wound wash, an antibacterial wound and skin cleanser. So you can get the 4-ounce spray top, spray the skin, have it kill all the bacteria, and that is FDA approved to be able to do that as an antimicrobial wound and skin cleanser. A lot of women actually use that 4-ounce spray as a facial toner, and we have a huge company, we don't know who they are, that buys that in big tanks from us, and they sell it as a facial toner, but we don't know which company that is, because it's a lab that buys it from us, and then it bottles it for somebody else. But if you think you've been in some place that is a bad place that, you know, might be a problem, you can always wash your hands off with the 4-ounce spray. And the spray is FDA cleared to be able to be an antimicrobial skin and wound cleanser. So you
That's
can
great.
Clean off the body. You can scrub off any, you know, if your kid has a turf burn, you can wash it off with the liquid and then put the gel in there and you'll get it healed up way, way faster.
So we only have a minute or so left, but I just want to say, so everything you've been saying, I want to reiterate that here you have something that's been proven on everything that's been tested. It's been effective on any form of antibiotic, MRSA, antibiotic resistance infections. It's been tested on. It's been tested on viruses. It's been tested on mold, even black mold to kill it. It has no side effects. It is totally safe. It's not going to turn you blue. There's no amount that ever has shown to be toxic. Lasts forever. It has so many applications. It can be used in any orifice in the body. It doesn't sting. You know, I missed anything of all the benefits of it?
I thought you've been pretty clear.
Okay. So basically, everyone needs to have the silver biotics liquid and the silver gel in their medicine cabinet at home because it is so versatile. I mean, we didn't even get into so many other benefits like purifying water and sterilizing surfaces. But what we're talking about today is how to protect yourself from these viruses that are now, particularly this latest one that people are really concerned about. It's one of the most effective ways to protect yourself and to also use it therapeutically if you come down with any kind of flu or cold, well, caused by viruses. So, you know, I think you did a great job, Keith, really telling people the importance and why this is such a profound product, since I was introduced to it many years ago now, it is always with me. I travel with it. I never go anywhere without silver. And I've seen its miraculous healing abilities in my own family. So I always thank you from the bottom of my heart for the work you've done to bring this to market and to have it tested by the FDA and the EPA and the Canadian Health Department. I mean, you really go the full length of getting this properly studied, researched, and validated. So it's really unique in the industry, Keith, and I want to thank you for that level of integrity. And I want to tell people before we have to end the show, if people want to order products, you just have to go to my website, Dr. Cheryl Selman, because I'm offering a big discount on these products to support people in staying healthy and getting healthy with the Silver Biotics, the professional formula of the liquid and the cream. And if you want to get the book, a very comprehensive online PDF book, you need to like me over on my Facebook page, What Women Must Know, because I will give the link there. Or if you opt into my website, I will send out the link to everyone. So, Keith, we've come to the end of the show. I know there's so much more we can talk about, and we will in the future. But as always, thank you so much for the wonderful work and how brilliant you are in communicating all this, and so we can all benefit from it and clearly understand why this is such a primary healing tool that we all want to have access to. So thank you so much, Dr. Keith Moeller, for being with us today.
It's a pleasure, and as you know, we love hanging out with you. And anytime, if your people have more questions, you know, we're happy to do it. And one of the things that we probably ought to say in closing is one of the easiest ways to give your kids this stuff now is that we made the new lozenges with 1 teaspoon of silver, and we also mix it with Manuka honey, which is a natural antimicrobial, a very healthy thing, and it has a lot of benefits as well. So you can actually get the silver and the Manuka honey at the same time in the lozenge.
Wait, Keith, I have to cut you off because we're about to be cut off if I don't. So thank you all, and remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.